Today across Washington, we are debating what to do with Syrian refugees. At least 27 governors, mostly Republican, have announced they will suspend the resettlement of Syrian refugees in their states. This comes after reports that one of the Paris attackers was a Syrian who entered Europe along with the recent flood of migrants. Here in Washington state, though, our governor Jay Inslee says we are going to keep welcoming Syrian refugees.
I think this is one of those times to really dig deep and see what kind of character our nation and my state has. And I've always believed my state and the country has always been a place of refuge from those who are persecuted. You know, right on the Statue of Liberty, they talk about the wretched refuge of your teeming shore. And I don't know where we've had more people who fit this classification of victims.
Opposing Governor Jay Inslee on this is Republican Chris Vance, who is running to be your next U.S. senator. He agrees that, yes, we need to show the victims of ISIS compassion, but he says the Paris attacks are a game changer.
Before the Paris attacks, I supported locating some refugees here in the name of compassion and helping those fleeing ISIS. But now that we know for certain that one of the terrorists in Paris infiltrated that country through the refugee program, I think we have to take this seriously, and federal officials need to slow down and suspend this program for now.
Slow down or suspend? When would it resume? When would the program of resettlement resume?
I think it would have to resume once the president can assure everyone to their satisfaction that no terrorists are going to use this humanitarian program to enter the United States. The European leaders take this threat so seriously that they raised it as an item of discussion at the G20 talks in Turkey. When we first started seeing these waves of refugees, I was skeptical about claims that, you know, it might be a Trojan horse and terrorists might use it to get into various countries. But now we know that's exactly what's happening.
How could there possibly be assurance that no terrorists would come in through this program?
Well, I think that's a question for technical experts and security officials, but clearly right now over half of the nation's governors and Canadian officials and European officials are not confident that they can make that assurance.
But didn't we always know that, of course, there's a possibility that there could be a terrorist, a handful of terrorists who would come as posing as refugees? If it happened in Paris, that's a change in awareness, in sentiment, but isn't this a danger we can never eliminate?
Well, I don't think it's something that we knew. Federal officials assured us, but not me, but the American people, that this could not happen, that not to worry. And now it has happened. And even one terrorist, one ISIS fighter getting into the United States is too many. This is not about political correctness. It's about taking a terrorist threat seriously. Not only that, ISIS apparently is saying that they're using this program to infiltrate their target countries. If we've learned anything, we need to learn to take their threat seriously.
Right now, there are at least five federal agencies that do security checks on each potential refugee. It's often a two-year process while they wait in refugee camps. What more do you want to see? What security measures do you want the United States to take that we're not taking?
Well, Bill, I'm not a security expert. I do know that whatever we did or whatever was done in Europe did not work. But the big thing now is right now you have over half of the nation's governors who are not confident. And they have the information, more than I have, on what the federal government is doing. The president needs to stop, slow down, and reassure everyone that you can actually keep America safe while also providing humanitarian assistance to these refugees.
Well, danger and the desire to prevent terrorist attacks is, of course, a legitimate reason to formulate policy, but there are others. Governor Inslee said that Washington will continue to be a state that welcomes those seeking refuge from persecution, regardless of where they come from or the religion they practice. The governor said that other governors, almost all Republicans, were saying things of little value except to divide people and foment intolerance. And President Obama said turning refugees away would be a betrayal of American principles. What about that other side of the ledger, that this is what we do as America?
And that is something I agreed with before Paris. We are at war, and we need to take this seriously, and we want to be a welcoming country, but on the other hand, to give our enemy a door in which they can bring fighters into this country just seems foolish right now.
You've been listening to Republican Chris Vance, who's running for U.S. Senate against Patty Murray, and we have invited Senator Murray on the show. Her office says it's checking her schedule. In case you've just tuned in here, we are talking about whether and how to accept Syrian refugees into the U.S., into Washington State. More than two dozen governors have said they're not going to accept these refugees. They have concerns about whether the screening process can keep terrorists out of the United States. Let's put that to my next guest. Annie Khan is an advocate for refugees here in Washington. She is originally from Pakistan. She's also working to bring Syrian refugees here. Annie, welcome.
Hi there. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
You heard Chris Vance there raising issues about security and refugees. He's worried. What is your response?
What Mr. Vance is doing is demagoguery. I think it's all related to the elections. They're playing people's emotions right now. I think it's very childish to compare USA's intake process to the European process. Our process is completely different. We have nothing to be afraid of. We have a foolproof system of bringing refugees into the United States, and we've had it for decades.
A foolproof system? How can you say that?
Well, I mean, my question to people who say that is basically, can you tell me any refugees who have committed act of terrorism in America? And nobody who wants to literally either, you know, commit mass murders is going to go in a refugee camp, sit there from 2 to 18 years just to come to USA to commit terrorism. That's not how it works. Our process is very arduous, it's very long, and it's very intense. So anybody who wants to commit terrorism will not come in as a refugee. It's not convenient.
We talked about America's, Washington State's, moral obligation here. What do you think our moral obligation is when it comes to Syrian refugees?
Our moral obligation as a human being right now is to offer the Syrians a hand. These people have opened their doors for refugees for centuries, for decades, and they've been helping people resettle in their own country. Today, when they're in a crisis themselves, we can't even meet them halfway. We can't even provide them shelters to stay in while these countries bicker among themselves who's going to get how many refugees. We're dehumanizing them as we speak right now. And, I mean, can you imagine who would be gaining benefit out of their misery right now? It's going to be organizations like ISIS. They are going to benefit from this. And while we just let them fend for themselves alone, we're doing exactly what they want because they're going to manipulate this situation to their benefits.
So you're making a moral argument. You're also making a practical argument. What do you say to somebody who is just feeling scared right now?
I would say to them, have faith in our system. Our people need to go out and educate themselves. Sarah Peterson of ORIA, Bob Johnson of IRC, these people are open to questions. They want public to be educated about our process. Refugees are the highly scrutinized category of immigrants coming into United States. They go through layers of background checks. So we should have faith in our system because they make sure none of the people that we don't want here don't get here. And the refugees that are coming into United States today have been sitting in camps for 2 to 4 years. These are not the people that just walked out of Syria a week ago. So we should have faith in our system, and I would like people to get more educated on how we bring these refugees in and what their problems are.
How much does it matter whether Syrian refugees are also victims of terrorism?
It is a huge, I think it is a huge factor. We have to think about it. We are victimizing them psychologically right now, mocking them and just dehumanizing them, calling them terrorists, when their families have been torn apart. I mean, their children orphaned right now. They have lost their parents right in front of their eyes by the same acts of violence that we saw happen in Paris. So how dare we just stand up to them and say, you guys are terrorists, when they have been experiencing the same violence on a 24/7 basis for the past 5 years?
You've been listening to Annie Khan, co-founder for Americans for Refugees and Immigrants. It's an advocacy group here in Washington State. Annie, thank you for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
On KUOW's The Record, KUOW's reporter Liz Jones is with me, immigration reporter. Hi, Liz. You've been following this story for a while now. Help us. We just heard some very passionate voices on both sides of this question of how and whether to accept and resettle Syrian refugees here. First of all, just any reaction from you to what you just heard?
Well, I did react to Chris Vance talking about the screening process for refugees who are going into Europe. And this is a huge misunderstanding that people are having right now. What's happening in Europe is incredibly different from the U.S. refugee process. Refugees are migrating to Europe with no process in place. They're arriving there, and then officials are screening them or doing whatever screening they can and process them there. The U.S. takes a more advanced approach with refugees who are in camps. They spend 2 to 4 years in camps, like Ali said, where that screening takes place. So we have advanced screening. People were very choosy about who comes to the U.S. Europe is not choosing who comes there. It's a wave of people coming. They're handling as they can. We do all that up front. So we're very clear about who is coming here and how they're screened.
And give us the context here. How many Syrian refugees are we bringing into this country and this state?
Very few so far. As you may know, President Obama increased the limit earlier this year. Typically, we have about 70,000 refugees who come into the country from all countries every year. He increased that limit to 85,000, again, for all refugees. Within that pie of 85,000 refugees, 10,000, we're aiming for 10,000 of them to be Syrians to respond to the civil war there. In the Northwest, we've seen only a couple of dozen come here so far. This year, we're expected to get up to 3,500 refugees from all countries. A very small percentage of them will be Syrians, mostly because the refugees who come here come because they have family ties. There are very few family ties here that exist. So they're mostly at this point going to California, Minnesota, Texas. Those are the primary states that are taking in Syrian refugees so far.
We have heard some governors saying we don't want Syrian refugees here, Idaho's included. How much power do governors have to stop refugees from coming?
Well, this is the debate, right? As things stand now, governors have very little power. This is a federal decision. The State Department decides who comes here as a refugee. And states have no say in which country, which religion they will accept.
But do they have a subtle say in how they use their resources, their administration of the law?
Well, CNN reported today that the State Department lawyers are looking into this legal authority that states may have. They can make it much more difficult for refugees to arrive there. They can move to block state or local funding for refugees, which will make it more difficult. We heard earlier the head of World Relief, a major resettlement agency, talking about refugees coming into a very difficult, hostile environment now to resettle, for one thing. And if states move to block funding, that will make it even more difficult. So they can make it harder for refugees to go into certain locations. But as it stands now, it's up to Obama, and states will have to abide by Obama's plan until that changes. And governors are pushing on Congress to withhold funding or to change what Obama's plan may be.
We've given you a lot of facts and context and points of view. Let's finally, Liz Jones, immigration reporter, talk about feeling. Because it feels like some people's attitudes toward Syrian refugees have changed from compassion to fear pretty quickly. When have we seen attitude shifts like this?
Yeah, and speaking to people who've worked with refugees for decades, we've seen mood swings on this through the decades. We've seen it on the eve of World War II with refugees, Jewish refugees from Europe who were trying to flee to the U.S. At that time, public opinion was very much lacked support for resettling refugees here. During the 70s with the Vietnamese boat people, several governors said, no, we don't want to take these refugees. Washington State opened up and said, well, you're welcome here. So we have seen the mood shift. And I should say, you know, on the Syrian issue, this has been percolating for quite a while, some backlash to Syrian refugees. As you see support come out and people saying, let's increase the numbers here, there has been a counter movement, people saying, let's hold up on things. That's been kind of under the surface for several months, probably back to the spring. It's now kind of coming up higher and louder up above the surface. So this has existed. It's getting louder.
KUOW's immigration reporter talking to you about this question, treating Syrian refugees, after reports that one of the Paris attackers posed as a refugee as a way to get to France. More to come on this, of course. Liz, thank you for that.
Thank you.